You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Squash pollination. When it comes to squash and squash blossoms, you'd think that nature would do the work for you. But with colony collapse disorder and unseasonably cool weather, sometimes squash plants need a little help from us. I leave nothing to chance. I hand pollinate. What does that mean? Well, head out to the garden with a small watercolor paintbrush and look for open blossoms. Male flowers appear on long stems and typically open first, meaning they open before the female flowers do. Then, female flowers will appear along the main vine, and there is a bulbous swelling of fruit at the base of the flower. That's how you identify them. So dab the paintbrush on the male stamen to collect some pollen, and then paint the pollen on the pistil of the female flowers. The best time to do this is in the morning when all the flowers are open. Once the sun hits the flowers, they generally wilt and your window of opportunity has closed. If you need a visual aid for identifying male and female flowers, go to the website This Week Only and click on the link, and that will help get you started with your sex education in the garden. And if you need some more information about colony collapse disorder, we have a link for you on the website This Week Only. Happy gardening! Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.